CPA After Dark.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am your host, Marit Bermude, CPA, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Kristen Graham, entrepreneur, small business owner.
Hi, guys.
And real estate investor extraordinaire, just to name a few.
I love when you say today, extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah, extraordinaire. Yeah, you're an investor's extraordinaire. And today we're going to be talking about how to make your dreams a reality and goal setting. So I'm really excited about this one because, you know, Kristen and I, we talk a lot about goal setting and following through and why it's important. And we have some really good conversations off camera. So we thought it might be nice to share some of our thoughts with you to hopefully maybe inspire you to go after what you want as well.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I love goal setting. I enjoy it. I think everybody should be doing it. I think there's a lot of dreamers out there, but I think goal setting is what really sets people apart from dreaming. And we're going to get into a little bit of that.
Yeah, because in order to, you know, actually get this dream life that you want, dreaming is always the best place to start. But eventually you're going to need to take some inspired action to push yourself towards getting there. Otherwise, it can just kind of fizzle out. So why is setting goals important in the first place? I know that in my life, I feel like I've kind of struggled with setting goals. To me, it feels kind of restrictive when I have to sit down, write a goal, write a timeline, and it's taken me kind of some big experiences in my life to see why it's important. For example, as we were discussing the topic for this episode today, I thought about the CPA exams and how I decided to go back to school to get my master's degree and then sit for those. And the amount of time and dedication it took for me, I mean, I wanted to quit a million times all the time, but I had had these goals in mind. I had set this goal of I'm going to be done at this, you know, at this time, like to get my master's degree. I gave myself an end date and then I pushed myself to sign up for the classes and do them to get there by the end date. And so I guess I think having, it's almost like it gives you, as much as I don't like the pressure I feel like it puts on me sometimes, I also feel like it gives me a lot of purpose when, because there's so many temptations to give up. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So going back to you saying like, you know, you don't like how it makes you feel when you have to set that goal and then you feel restrictive and it makes you uncomfortable, which is something we talk about all the time. Goal setting should make you uncomfortable. If it's worth having, if it's something you want to call a goal, right? You want it to be this tangible thing and it's no longer a dream. It should make you uncomfortable. It should be worth working towards. It should be worth, you know, putting a timeline together. It should be worth actionable steps that will help you to achieve that goal. Otherwise, it's not really a goal. It's just something you're doing. So I like the idea, even though you said you don't like the idea, I like the idea of hearing, because I do this with my clients all the time. I want them uncomfortable. I want to know where you want to be. And yes, with what I do, a lot of it is, you know, physical appearance or health related, but I want to see what, I want to hear what your thoughts are. And I believe in like manifestation and putting it out there. So if it's something that makes you a little bit uncomfortable, it might be the best thing for you because it's going to make you work extra hard. And I just, I love that. I love that you're uncomfortable with things.
Well, what do you think about, okay, here's something that always throws me off with goals, and I've heard a lot of different advice, so I think you're a really good one to talk about this. What are your thoughts on people who will set, you know, like they always say you're supposed to do small goals to get you to the big goal, yes, because if you set the big goal, then you just get discouraged, you just,
Building blocks.
You're never going to get there. But then certain, I don't know, I get stuck when it comes to building small goals to get to the big goal. I know in my head you would sit down, you would write down like, where do I want to be a year from now? And that's kind of like your bigger bigger goal? And then, okay, what are the small goals I have to reach to get there? But I don't know. I feel like, yeah, it makes me uncomfortable, or sometimes I get overwhelmed just by the goal setting process, right? And so I give up before I even set the goal. So maybe do you have any tips on even just doing the goal setting process in the first place?
Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head. I call it building blocks. Especially when I'm working with a client, we talk about, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, 20 pounds is a big feat. So we need to set a time frame now. Okay. So maybe it's, you know, 4 months. So that is 5 pounds a month, right? So we're breaking it. We're already doing it. We're already setting building blocks here. And I'm using, you know, fitness and health and fitness because it's fresh in my head and it's easy for me. But if you're setting a goal for, you know, 4 months from now, you need to lose 5 pounds a month to achieve that. So you need to set, you know, smaller goals. So maybe now you're breaking it down to like in a week, you want to lose like a pound and a half. So now you're setting these like little goals. Well, then how are you going to achieve that? It's like these little mm-hmm. stepping stones. And if you say, I want to lose 20 pounds, you're not going to be happy until you hit that 20 pound mark. Let's face it, right? So if it's mm-hmm. going to take you 4 months, 5 months to lose 20 pounds, you're going to be miserable for 4 or 5 months. However, if you set these little building blocks, these stepping stones, when you say like, okay, at the end of month one, I've lost 5 pounds or I've lost 6 pounds, you're on track. So you feel accomplished. It's a way to pat yourself on the back. You can smile and you know that you are working towards your goal. And the first step, you've been successful. So those little components, I love those because it's where you can set realistic, and they should always be realistic, but you're going to set realistic goals that are achievable that will help you feel like you're accomplishing something on the way to like your CPA exam. I'm sure that was not a 6 month thing. I'm sure that took some time.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would set that and you would say like, okay, I want to figure maybe 2 classes a semester and, you know, I want to have an A or a B in the class or something, you know, like you set these like little goals and you're going to work towards them. And then when you finish your first semester, you feel accomplished. Hell, when you get your first test back and you did decent, you feel accomplished. And that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And the studying for those. So there were 4 of them, and to study for them, you know, they have modules that you have to complete in the program. So I would set timelines to be done with the module. And, you know, the good thing about those, the actual exams themselves, you have to set a testing date. So you're forced to set that major end goal. You're forced because if you don't set the testing date months in advance, it's gone by the time you're ready, and then it's pushed months out. So you have to really commit. You have to look at what's in front of you and say, okay, what's a realistic time for me to finish? Because I need to set my testing date. And it was very good for me in terms of teaching myself how to set goals because I was forced to. But now that they're over and I'm back in business and I'm really thinking now about scaling my business, I have a lot of ideas. I've done all of the dreaming, right? Like I'm getting a good idea of how I want it to flow and how I want it to go. Now I know I need to go back to that goal setting. And it's not as cut and dry when it's your business as it is with something like, you know, an exam where you know what the modules are, or, you know, losing weight, you know, the pounds that you can, you know, for this week mm-hmm. and will equal this or whatever. When you've got these business goals, it's hard to kind of break it down. Okay, if I want to get there, what are the steps I need to take? Sometimes you don't know what those actually are. Mm. However, I've noticed that what used to feel restrictive to me in terms of setting goals, I really am now feeling almost like a lack of guidance or like a lack of, you know, not discipline, but just setting the goals keeps me on track. So I have changed my mindset over these past couple of years, realizing that if I want to actually get there, mm-hmm. I have to have a determinable place in my mind. I have to have that focus point, and I have to be able to focus my brain towards that goal. Otherwise, I can get distracted and start doing other things and I'll never get there. And I don't even have a there to get to because I never set the goal. So,
right. Yeah. Kind I mean, of like if you don't have a goal, you're just chasing your tail, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Especially in business, you know, you're chasing your tail. And so you know, I think a good goal for business, a good basic one is when you think about your business, you can focus on scaling. So how do you want to scale your business? Do you want to? Do you want to stop with, you know, just you or an assistant or a certain amount of revenue? Or do you have dreams of having employees? Do you have dreams of, you know, higher revenues? And getting that first initial idea of, okay, what do I want my business to look like in a year? And then setting some goals to get there is going to really help you hone it in, even though, gosh, I still think it's so hard. It makes me so uncomfortable.
It's I know with my business coach, we would set, cause you figure it's fitness and nutrition, right? So I am my business. So you set revenue goals. So maybe you want to make $5,000 a month for argument's sake, right? So what is your price point? How many clients do you need to take on to hit your goal of $5,000 a month in revenue? So then you backtrack, right? So it's okay, maybe if my services are, I'm trying to think of nice round numbers. You know, you're okay, 100, my services are $100, right? So I would need 50 people to achieve $5,000 a month in revenue. So I need to bring on 50 clients, right? Then we step back again. How are we going to bring on 50 clients? What do I need to do to bring on 50 clients? So that you have to keep piecing it backwards. But what
you're reverse
I like to
engineering
do,
it.
Yes.
You're reverse
but
engineering it.
What I like
it,
to do
yeah.
is say that you have a notebook, right? And say like, I make $5,000 a month. Okay. And then you have to set. So that's my kind of like my brain dump, like my goal. So I make mm-hmm. $5,000 a month. I take on 50 clients. You know, my clients pay me $100 a month, and you kind of piggyback all these things. So every day you wake up and you see that, right? Now you have, mm-hmm. you have to write a to-do list. So every day your to-do list should be based on the things that you've reverse engineered to say that you need to achieve in order to achieve that top goal, right? So now you have to reverse engineer further and say like, okay, this is what I need to do throughout the day. Maybe you need to create more Instagram posts. Maybe you need a call to action. Maybe your website needs to be updated. So you need to like start thinking about those things. So I think reverse engineering from like what your goal is, for me, it's easy because it's just me. So it always ends up being something financial. But that's like the best way that I've done it with is like literally I believe in writing it down. When you write it down, you're like manifesting it to yourself. You're seeing it. A lot of people are visual learners. And when you see it written down, you almost like it became tangible and you believe it. So that's the way I would kind of structure it.
They say there's scientific, you know, evidence about getting things from your mind onto paper. Yep. And how that can help you, you know, turn a thought into an actual thing. I like that. And I'm actually do that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I think that's really great advice because I do sometimes feel like I'm flailing around in this world of business and I don't take the time to give myself enough direction. But I think the final thing I wanted to touch on is the fact that a lot of people have limiting beliefs. And I think when it comes to goal setting, they either set the goal and then forget it because they let their mind tell them that's crazy, or they don't set it in the first place because, you know, who am I to think that I could make $5,000 a month?
Right. I'm not,
you know,
no one's gonna
want to work with me, all of these things. So that's another thing I think that's key when it comes to goal setting is knowing that you're going to try to talk yourself out of it when it gets hard, or you might not even be setting the goals in the first place. I think a really good indicator is, can you say it out loud? Mm-hmm. Can you say it out loud to a family member or to your spouse or, you know, if, you know, whatever it is, can, if someone asks you, okay, what's your business goal by the end of the year? Can you say it out loud when they ask you, or do you feel like, oh, I don't, that's, you know, if you feel like an, ugh, I don't want to share what my goal is, mm-hmm. there's something inside of you that's feeling a negative way about it that you need to uncover. Otherwise, you are going to almost subconsciously stop yourself from getting there. At least you might. There's a good chance.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be excited about whatever your goal is, whether it's a monetary goal, whether it is a scaling goal. Maybe you want to go from having a home office to having something more brick and mortar. Whatever your goal is, you should be excited about your goal, because if you're not excited about it, you're not going to achieve it, right? You're just not going
to
put the effort in.
It's hard to say out loud, though. I can think of a few right now that I think, oh, I don't know if I'd want to say them on camera, because
that makes me angry with you, Marit.
You know what? It's that fear of failure. It's that fear of, what if I don't get there? What if I set this goal and I never get there? And then, you know, that's it. You could even never say it to anyone, but people will let that amount of fear of failure mm-hmm. stop them from setting the goal in the first place, because they'll think in their mind, well, what if I never get there? And even fear of disappointing themselves mm-hmm. is enough to make them stop doing it. I love this. We're such a good team, because you're so strong mentally, and I still am working through things that stop me mentally.
Listen, we'll work through it together.
Yeah. And I hate being uncomfortable, and I'm a perfectionist, and yeah. I hate failure. It comes such a long way, and I'm getting so much better at taking those risks and accepting that mm-hmm. not everything's going to be perfect all the time. And I have noticed, even within myself, that I will not even set a goal in the first place, because I'm like,
afraid of
failure. That's crazy. Like I'll never get there. And so I think really, like you said, for me, it's been therapeutic to again brain dump that out on paper. Mm-hmm. So as I start to thinking, I set the goal and I think, could I say this out loud? If not, okay, well, why am I thinking, what do I think is wrong with me? Or what do I think is going to happen if I don't get there? Why am I feeling this way? Until it's like unpeeling the onion, you get to that belief. Because once you can get rid of that belief, you hear that saying, people are limitless. We all have limitless potential. I agree with that. And I never really understood what they meant when they said, oh, it's just you getting in your own way, or the mind is so powerful. The mind is so powerful. But it actually really is, because you can have these little hiding, little nasty little thoughts, and they can be strong enough to stop you from being brave and taking that action and setting those goals and creating your dream life. So always know that when you're in the goal setting process, if you're feeling yucky, or you're feeling like, this is crazy, I can't do it, ask yourself why not, and get that, find that little belief, and then get rid of it, because you will free yourself from that, from those little things that weigh you down, and you really are limitless. I really have learned how powerful the mind is by observing my own and how ridiculous it can be.
It's very powerful. But you have to think of it too. If you do set a goal and you do actually fail, you don't achieve your goal, what benefits do you get from it? It's a learning experience. That is the single most beneficial thing you can do by at least taking action, just work towards a goal, because you're going to learn and you're going to have more goals. You're not just going to have one goal. It's the ultimate goal, and you're never going to have another goal, and that's it. You're just going to be for the rest of your life. You're going to have more goals. But if you take one goal and you say, like, oh, I don't know if I'm good enough, I don't know if I can do that, and you just don't try, you didn't learn anything. All you learned was that you're afraid, and being afraid doesn't actually benefit anybody. It sets you back leaps and bounds, and it doesn't teach you anything to push forward. So if you set a goal, make an actionable plan to achieve the goal, and start working towards it, if it does fail, you can go back to your plan that you hand wrote, and you can go back and say, like, okay, well, this didn't work, or that didn't work. Now you know. So you can make changes and try and push forward. Or if it's really that deep in the mud, you try something new. But if you stop learning, you start failing. And I have said that a million times before, Marit. I know you've heard me say that. But this is all part of growth. Setting a goal, and sometimes they don't work out, and it's okay. You just have to be mentally okay with that.
Yeah, I think it's really important to understand that if something doesn't work out, that's not now your definition of who you are,
not
right?
At all.
Like, so what would this say about me if I failed? You know, well, oh, I think it would say that I'm not smart enough and I'm not good enough to do it. But that's a lie. That's, you know, your mind trying to trick you and trying to keep you safe, because as humans, we're always going to make the choice that we think benefits us the most. Mm-hmm. That's just how our brains are wired. And so if you let yourself believe that, you know, I'm just going to keep myself safe by not putting myself out there because I'm probably not good enough, that's just not true. None of that is true. And you need to get rid of that garbage so that you can actually go out there and share yourself with all the people that need you in their life, because I'm a big believer that everybody has something unique to give to this world, and you will find your people that need you, but you have to get rid of the fear, set the goals, and go out there and actually do it and show others who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I think before we end this, I'm going to let you take us out, because I love when you take us out of the episode. But I do want to encourage our subscribers to leave in the comments goals that you're working on, the life that you would like to design for yourself. You know, inspire each other, inspire us, and be brave and say it.
Yeah, I love
and,
that.
And you know, this is a safe space for you to get into the comments and say what you want to do. What do you want to achieve by the end of 2024 or in 2025? And let's get it going, because you know, we're going to get to New Year's. We're going to probably talk about goals again, I would assume. And we can go back and you can look at the comments on this episode and say, where was I back then? And let's start it now. And I'm willing to do it as well. So
yeah,
that's all I've got.
I mean, it could be as simple as like a, you know, a short-term 6-month goal, or it could be, you know, a goal for the following year. But I love that. That's great. So definitely leave your comments in the comment box below. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of CPA After Dark. Make sure you're subscribing so you don't miss anything. And we will see you guys on the next one.